Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
If you've been looking out the window these past couple of weeks, you might be wondering if it's really springtime. But yes, it is here. It's the perfect moment to dive into the spring cleaning and get the spring bulbs into the ground. And joining me now to help send you on your journey is gardener Mari Staunton and Catherine Carton, who's an author and DIY expert. And
Good morning. Great to have you both here.
Listen, the first place I want to start is, and I was saying this to you just when you came in, when the sunlight came over the weekend into our homes, beautiful beams of sunlight. Brenda Power's writing about this in the Mail today. I'm delighted she said it. Cobwebs, dust. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't there the day before.
It looks like Halloween decorations that we didn't take down.
But you noticed that in your greenhouse, Catherine, did you?
Yeah, my greenhouse. And do you know what as well? With all of the storm and winds that we've had, the glass is extra dirty. It's almost like there's this film of grey on it. So with my actual house windows and the greenhouse, I find the easiest way to clean it is get yourself a bucket of warm water, good old fairy washing up liquid, get a sweeping brush, dunk it in, scrub your window, and then use, I have an extendable squeegee because I'm only 4'11", and use a squeegee to wipe it down. You don't need any fancy gadgets to clean your windows. I find that's the easiest way to do it. And with your greenhouse or your polytunnel, I don't use power washing or anything like that in case it'll damage the glass because it's thinner. So I find doing that, scrubbing it with a brush, fairy washing up liquid, and then just giving it a squeegee down. And also, if you have any green algae, I love the product Algon.
It's very good. Yeah,
you can get a lot of those algae killer stuff in the hardware shops, but a lot of them are full of chemicals and will kill your plants and whatever. But I swear by that Algon stuff because I have a wooden greenhouse and I have wooden raised beds as well. And you just mix it with water, spray it on, and after a couple of weeks, it the green just disappears.
And we have to leave the spiders alone as well, don't we?
Yeah, but I think just balance. You can take the cobwebs away and they can just rebuild.
Well, you want the spiders, don't you?
I want, you know, there is a kind of, I always say, don't be too clean, you know, whatever about the house, but not outside in the glass house and stuff like that. You can afford to have the cobwebs and you can afford to have, you know, things that are going after other things. So if you have aphids in the glass house, you want to invite the slugs and the birds in.
That's something I've noticed actually in the greenhouse is there's a couple of drains that have survived the winter is little aphids on the leaves. So keeping the spiders in to do their job.
The first thing we're going to do then is the spring clean. That's the starting point, is it?
Yeah. And things like, yeah, and if you are going to be sowing seeds coming into March, it's not a fun job, but cleaning out your seed trays.
I have to, yeah. They have to be sterile enough. I mean, when you think about it, you're growing seed, they need to germinate in really good compost that doesn't have any competition. Otherwise, you're not going to get it's called the strike rate in terms of the germination of seeds. So everything has to be sterile in terms of that sort of thing. But generally, you know, I wouldn't go too mad.
It can be very tempting to pick up a dirty old plastic pot and throw compost in, but do clean them.
And especially when you're redoing pots. If you're redoing pots for, say, I've brought in a collection of maybe primroses that are happening now in the garden, and then I'm looking ahead to the summer. Now I know, you know, we mightn't think we're going to get one, but we are.
So I'm looking at dahlias.
Dahlias, tubers like that. So I'm looking ahead to them. So I want to be potting them up now so they'll start off a little bit earlier so they can get them in the ground then maybe in May and June. So I'm looking ahead. But if I put them into really dirty old pots, it's just the wrong thing to do. So just take out the old soil, put in some new compost, bit of grit, because you don't want them to get too wet because they'll just perish. So just, you know, be mindful of the fact that it's just good plant husbandry, really, you know.
Yeah, everywhere is so wet, though, isn't it? I mean, that's the problem with this.
It's dreadful. So I'm thinking lots of window boxes and pots, really.
Window boxes. And also, if you want to bring some pots inside as well. So don't worry if you have forgotten to plant spring bulbs back in autumn. If you're in the garden centre, you'll see loads of little, they're like €2-3. You can get mini daffodils, snowdrops, muscari, hyacinths. They're lovely in a terracotta pot, bit of soil, plant them up together, dress them with some sphagnum moss on top,
mm-hmm.
and put them on your windowsill or have them in the kitchen on your table. Because if you get cut flowers, they might last a week. But if you put them bulbs in a pot inside, you might get 2-3 weeks out of them. So a nice little display over Easter
Yes, and we all need that, you know, at this time of year. We're getting the bit of sun.
Yeah.
What should geraniums, indoor geraniums, be doing now? Are they green without flowers, and how can you encourage them along?
Well, mine's looking dead. So
they tend to like to overwinter without any water. So if you have them in pots in the glasshouse or in at home, they don't, you know, you can cut them back, any kind of browny bits you can cut them back, and then that encourages, and give them a little drop of water, that encourages now them to grow from the base. So last year's geraniums, I have loads of them, and they'll all be potted up. Generally I just throw them onto the compost heap. I know that's desperate, just throw them onto the compost heap and then come out at this time of the year, bring them in and put them into pots and get them going again.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be double size, they'll be much bigger than the ones you're going to buy in the garden centre.
Well, I have one now and it's just all green leaves.
Yeah,
it's perfect. In the pots. And I didn't touch it now. Yeah. It's in the pots.
So you're such a good gardener, Claire. That's what it is.
It's just resting.
My strategy of not touching the plant may have worked. But like it's big. There's lots of green on it. Should I have cut it back now? Is it probably too late to do
that? You can. But what you can do if you want more is just take a few cuttings. Mm. You know, so say you particularly like the colour.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was red or pink or whatever. But if you liked the colour, you can take a few cuttings of them. Just put them into a mix of one part compost to one part perlite or horticultural sand, and just they'll grow little root systems, and they're new plants for you. So you're doing two things: you're cutting it back, getting it ready for the summer, and you're taking loads of cuttings
to
give to your friends.
I can't just leave it there now.
No.
I have to do something with it. Now I have loads of questions here coming in. Is it too late now to prune a meter tall rosemary plant? A meter tall rosemary plant?
No,
that sounds very impressive.
Not at all. That's probably Mrs. Jessop's upright. So there's a rosemary.
Don't know which
that Mrs. Jessop's upright. So yeah, just to give it its full title, you have rosemary that grows along the ground, so it won't get that tall. And then you have Mrs. Jessop's upright, which is a tall rosemary that you'd probably use as a kind of a hedging sort of thing. So absolutely you can cut it back.
You can do that now. Okay.
Go for the roast chicken dinner.
That's it.
My Magnolia stellata is budding on one side only. The other side's very dry and sad looking with no hint of growth. Have you any suggestions?
The roots have dried out on that side. I mean, I know we're saying that we're waterlogged with this, that and the other. You could find that your Magnolia stellata is also maybe up against a hedge or a wall, so that side is obviously going to dry out much more. So it could be just, so the best thing to do with something like that is to mulch it heavily, you know, give it a good feed, mulch it heavily so that the water kind of stays in the ground, it doesn't kind of leach away, and by doing that kind of on year on year, you're kind of cultivating the ground and you're making it more accessible for the root system at the back of that tree.
Eileen would like to know, is it a good time to start feeding your house plants and the plants in the garden? Should you be doing that now?
Yeah, I always get Osmocote. So it's a slow release fertiliser. So it's one type fits all. So it's a little box, and they're like little it's like little balls of food. Once it's over 5 degrees, it releases the nutrients once it's watered into the ground.
And
into
how
the
often
pots.
Should you put that down? Like once a month?
So it says every 6 months. That's the great thing about reading the packets, you see. It says every 6 months on the back of it, or every 3 months. See, so
don't overdo it. You see,
this night cup full, perfect for a pot. Or then if you have flowers out on the border, just scatter it through the border. So when it's raining and it's over 5 degrees, it'll start feeding those plants, and it's perfect.
Great. Now, Catherine, your DIY jobs. I know you always have a plan of something, that
sometimes
project that you're going to do. Have you got something this year that you're looking at achieving?
I'm redoing my stairs at the minute. So I'm doing because I've done some renovation stuff upstairs and that's kind of complete. So I'm going to redo the stairs, and I am tempted to take down a wall.
Oh,
and I started I have to get some help with it. And I started, I dipped my toe into tiling before Christmas.
Yeah.
My niece and nephew's granny let me tile the downstairs bathroom. So that was very kind of her.
And did it work?
But I just took some time to practice with my cuts. I got myself an electric tile cutter.
Oh, very posh.
So I just eased myself into it before going all in. But planning ahead is definitely the thing, especially when it comes to planning your budget as well.
And what about the stairs now? What are you going to do with your poor stairs?
So I'm going going to do a bit of paneling on it, a feature wall at the top, add some extra storage. And then I did actually do a DIY stair runner a couple of years ago, but my cat destroyed it. They treated it as a giant scratching post. So I think I'm going to invest in something a bit stronger when it comes to the stairs.
And you were exploring beekeeping as well the last time we were chatting. How's that
time,
going?
I was on last year, your listeners might remember, chatting about becoming a beekeeper. Yeah. So this was my first winter. And something I learned this winter, and your listeners, because once you see this, you can't unsee it.
So I hope they've had their breakfast.
So I hope you've had your breakfast. Yeah. If you have your clothes on the washing line today, especially if it's a white sheet, and if you see any little tiny dots that look like pollen, this actually is probably, this time of year, bee poop. So I learned that bees don't leave the hive over winter because it's too cold. So they won't come out of the hive if it's like below 10 degrees-ish. And this time of year, oh, also they don't poop in the hive, so they have to hold it in. So they haven't left the hive December, January.
So they've been holding their poop for the whole winter.
And now they do a cleansing flight is what it's called. That's the term. So you'll see them coming out of the hive and they just fly around, do their business, and you'll notice it on leaves. And this is honeybees as well, but obviously other bees will do it. But if you do notice specks on your windscreen or your washing line, and you're like, what is that? It's probably bee poop this
The
time
bee here. Has had a colonic.
Yes.
And it's out.
Does it come off?
Leaving it on the
Yeah, it'll come off. And do you know what? I didn't notice it. I obviously saw some outside of the hive. And then once I seen it, I was like, oh, actually.
That's what it is.
That's what that is. Mm.
Every day is a school day.
Every day is a school day. So a cleansing flight. So next time you need the loo, just say, I'm off on a cleansing flight.
And what's happening with your own bees? Is it working?
So my two bees. So I have one hive and then I have the swarm that I caught. And they're in a nuke, which is a small hive. So they'll go into a big hive this year. So please God, I'll have two strong queens and two strong hives. Last year, I didn't get any honey off mine. I brought in some honey, actually. So this is from the apiary where I help out. And I learn.
You're learning.
And then my other two bees, hopefully I'll get some honey this year.
So you'll be back with the honey now in
hopefully,
a couple of months'
please
time.
God, I'll have some cook home and some honey.
Listen, we better get back to these questions because there's a lot coming in. Tony has a small raised bed for growing vegetables with reasonable success. Well done. Apart from scallions from seed, they come up but they never grow to more than looking like grass.
Could
What's
it be the soil?
There?
You can get white onion rot, so it's in the soil. So if you're not doing a kind of crop rotation, you can start to build up diseases in the soil. Mm-hmm. So it's really important, even if it's only a small raised bed, to split it into quarters and move your onions to the way down the other end of that planter. Every 4 years. Otherwise, you get a buildup of diseases in that particular area. So it's no good to kind of grow the same thing in the same soil year on year.
So
crop
he's
rotation.
Have to do a big
move it along.
Here.
Move it along.
Okay, Tony, I hope that helps. Do packets of seeds have an expiration date?
They do.
It's on it, isn't it?
It's on it,
yeah. Is it absolutely way too late to plant spring bulbs?
Well, I've seen some in the garden centre. If you want it, I reckon you could try it if you wanted to do maybe pots. But they do have bulbs because I do love an owl trip to the garden centre to have an owl nosy. And there's loads of sprouted bulbs that are similar in size to the ones that's in my garden that I planted in autumn. Mm-hmm. So I'd say go for it, but don't do like a whole bed of it. But do
put them into pots and have them indoors. They'll come up much quicker. Mm. They're better in the ground or in pots than in your shed or garage.
That's I know, but if you forget, like this listener who bought them in September but forgot to plant
they're
them
in the
pots.
Bag.
So they're sprouting already.
I haven't said. They say, look, they say it might be a stupid question, but I haven't got green fingers, so I don't
get
have a clue.
Them in the ground.
There are no stupid questions.
No stupid
questions, and we all buy stuff and forget to use them. But you say put them into pots.
Put them in. Yeah,
you should
get them in.
Okay. Yeah. My buxus is in a large pot outside, half green leaves, half woody stems, no leaves. Any advice? That sounds like a root problem again.
There's box blight. There's a thing called box blight. So you know you've kind of got it when they're slightly orangey. The leaves are slightly orangey. It's a big problem. Box moth, so they're eating all the leaves. It's a huge problem with buxus, as it's known. And there's very little you can do. You can throw a load of chemical at it. It can come through that process, but not very often.
So you might just have to start again.
Might just have to start again.
Okay. Listen, we better leave it there. Thank you so much for coming.
You're very welcome.
Great to have you with us, Mary Staunton and Catherine Carton. Good luck with the stairs and taking down the
Thanks.
Wall and the bees and
I'm
all
that. I'm like a candle that I get honey this year.
We will.